From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Dozens are dead after a powerful earthquake hit Ecuador late Saturday. The shallow 7.8 magnitude quake struck along the Pacific coast. It was felt 170 kilometers away in the capital, Quito. There are, as I said before, dozens dead. On the other side of the Pacific, tens of thousands of traumatized Japanese spent another night in evacuation centers as powerful aftershocks continue to rock the southern main island of Kyushu, hit by two earthquakes within 24 hours. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says they are trying to rescue many who are still trapped under collapsed buildings. At least 41 people have died. Nearly 2,000 have been injured so far in Japan. Pope Francis took some Syrian refugees back to Rome after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, where refugees have been living in camps. The Pope said it is a humanitarian act inspired a week ago by one of his collaborators. He said he immediately accepted that idea. Francis said his decision was not a political act. However, it comes as attitudes in Europe appear to be hardening over accepting more refugees. General Rabe Abubakar of Nigeria's military says they are continuing the fight to combat terrorism and will not be deterred in their efforts to rescue all civilians, including kidnapped schoolgirls kidnapped by the Islamist militants Boko Haram. This is VOA News. 9 Yemen nationals have been transferred to Saudi Arabia, the U.S. military from the U.S. military prison that is in Cuba at Guantanamo Bay. President Obama hopes to make good on a 2008 campaign promise to close that facility, a vow that has met stiff opposition from Republicans both inside and outside the government. Republican 2016 presidential hopefuls, some of them have vowed to send more terror suspects to that facility rather than closing it. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has compared the Islamic State to cancer and said the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because that is where the whole thing arose. He spoke during a visit to the United Arab Emirates, part of the effort to get Gulf nations to help Iraq as it fights the Islamic State. Carter also said more can be done.
We want to do more. We're going to do more because we want to accelerate this and get it over with as fast as we can. We're limited only by our own ingenuity and our ideas.
Carter said it's vital to have a capable local force in place once the Islamic State is defeated to be sure someone keeps them defeated, he says. He also plans to talk with Gulf Cooperation Council leaders about how to fight the Islamic State more effectively. In U.S. politics, Texas Senator Ted Cruz took all 14 delegates at stake in Saturday's party convention in the state of Wyoming. Even with Saturday's win for Cruz, opinion polls have New York businessman Donald Trump holding on to a wide lead over Cruz. Trump spoke with reporters about what he thinks is sometimes a bad method of choosing delegates to the party conventions.
In our system, they're not even voting. The bosses are picking the delegates, and it's a very bad thing. Despite all of that, you know who's going to win? We're going to win. We're going to win, despite all of that.
Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich remains in the race as well. He is in third place in the polling going into New York's primary on Tuesday. On the Democratic side, former New York Senator Hillary Clinton holds a double-digit lead in the polls over her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a native of Brooklyn. Financial officials from around the world are pledging a stronger effort to stimulate the sluggish economy. In a communique, members of the International Monetary Fund said that they're working towards strong, sustainable, job-rich, and more balanced global growth. Comments come as part of meetings of the IMF and World Bank in Washington and a call for continued low interest rates and additional government spending to boost growth. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.